I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the Wrestling Podcast post show. So this is for all of the stuff na hindi namin na-cover nung live stream because there's just so much to talk about in the world of wrestling. I'm Stan C, joined by Ro Moran and Chino Liao. No Rowan ASH, he had to go back to studying because he is a future DMD after all. And we've got quite a bit to talk about between NXT Vengeance Day, the new WWE commentary teams, and some AEW stuff. So let's get right to it with our predictions for Vengeance Day. So that's happening this weekend, February 4 in the States, February 5 dito sa atin. It's 6:30 p.m. in Clarksville, Tennessee. So I'm assuming that's East Coast time.
That's Mountain Time, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry, Mountain Time. So that's like 5:30 a.m. dito sa atin, or 4:30 a.m. So, medyo maaga-aga. I'm probably not going to be watching this live. I'm not covering it either. So, sama-sama na natin panoorin however we can because NXT is not on Disney Plus. Six matches here for NXT Vengeance Day. We're going to start off with the no disqualification match between Dijak and Joe Gacy. So, they've been subtly building to this over the last few weeks. Yung pagka-unhinged ni Joe Gacy has somehow made him kind of endearing. And then there's Dijak, who's still the same hard justice Dijak that we've seen on NXT since he returned. So I don't really know where they're going with this one because it seems like, you know, as much as we love Dijak on this podcast, parang medyo treading water din siya. Whereas si Joe Gacy, medyo upward yung trajectory just because they've discovered this new mode for him.
I don't know. I'm not into this. You're right. I do want Dijak to have more. I don't have much for him. He's just, you know, wandering around in his shades and his leather jacket.
Yeah.
Picking fights with random people. It's sad. They kind of dropped the ball on him again after a really nice rebranding. So, sayang lang. At the same time, I don't see him getting called up because there is no space for him up there as well. So, Dijak is stuck in a really bad place. Sayang lang. I just hope he's getting some okay money for all the work that all the mid work that he's being made to do. Joe Gacy, not all into this unhinged Joe Gacy yet, but it's a lot better, I guess, than his initial gimmick, his initial woke millennial parody character. So okay, it is one of those things. It is one of the matches on the card.
Mm-hmm. It might also be their attempt to revert Joe Gacy to his original independent gimmick. Kasi I think in the indies, ganun siya. He was a hardcore deathmatch wrestler. So I think it might be them trying to turn him back to that. If so, I'm all for it. I like it. I like Joe Gacy in the indies. Hopefully they do go back to him being that way with this hardcore match. Unfortunately, it is at the expense of Dijak. So we'll see where it goes. But I think Joe Gacy might walk away with the W.
All right. So Joe Gacy prediction ni Chino ikaw, Ro.
Shit, I don't know. Yeah, sure. Joe Gacy for it. They're doing something with him, so I think he's getting the win.
All right. Next up, you've got a 6-person mixed tag match. It's OTM, so it's Lucien Price, Bronco Nima, and Jada Parker taking on the D'Angelo family, Tony D, Stax, and Adriana Rizzo.
Shit, akala ko tag team championship match. Because I really wanted OTM to win because, you know, who doesn't love big black dudes?
And one of them is Latin.
Yeah, one of them is Shig Amp. Yeah, one of them is Latino. I wanted them to win. I'm also tired of the D'Angelo family. Parang naging sitting duck sa championship sa kanila. But I'm guessing OTM is considered rather green for the spot. So I'm sure they'll get the win because they do have the physical advantage over the D'Angelo family. Tapos hanggang dun lang yung panalo nila. Mm-hmm. They probably won't win the titles from the family.
Yeah, I like how they're putting females in here just to make the D'Angelo family a little bit more interesting. Parang hindi naman nila. It's like such a tired trope, but you know, whatever.
No, I was just gonna say na medyo nakakatuwa that they found the girl on NXT with the deepest register ng bosses to be part of the mafia. Like it's such stereotypical casting na natawa na lang ako na all right. I'm surprised they had someone like her.
Is she legit like Jerseyan or Italian American?
She's pretty good though. She's pretty good at that.
The accent. Yeah, but I don't think the accent can really save this gimmick at all. So I guess tama din si Rona, but medyo bago pa tong OTM. Eh. Yeah, I believe them if they win the titles, but I don't know how legitimate they'll be able to defend that their titles kung manalo man sila. So I feel like this is still the D'Angelo family's match to lose. Even if it's not for the titles, I don't know if this is the way to really lead OTM into a title run, but I could be wrong.
I'm not sure if I just haven't been paying attention, and if that's the case, call me out. But I don't remember how Jada Parker got introduced. Parang one day biglang, oh, may babae na, and it's Jada Parker.
Yeah, pinasok nila. I think she wanted, I remember she walked up to them and said, she made her case na, I want to be a part of your faction.
It's very akin to Zelina taking Andrade on.
Yeah, because I remember Jada Parker was part of the breakout tournament and wala pa siyang, hindi pa siya OTM nun, di ba? Oh, OTM ka na. Okay. When did this happen?
I remember it happening. I saw it happening.
Yeah, sa labas pa sila nun eh. I remember that segment. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the Dusty Classic Finals. It's the Wolf Dogs versus Mellow Trick Game.
Siyempre, Wolf Dogs. Obviously, the play here is to have Mellow and Trick lose. Tapos Mellow will snap at the championship match main event.
Yeah, yun nga. I feel like either in the championship match or during this actual tag match, he might actually turn on Trick because they really need to push that rivalry forward. They really need to pull the trigger on it while they can, just before Stand and Deliver.
Ang ganda ng pagkakagamit ng Dusty Tag Team Classic for this storyline. Kasi it doesn't just exist to prop up a team. In this case, there's a trajectory for both the finalists na mananalo and yung finalists na matatalo. So I appreciated that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Wolf Dogs too. I like the odd couple tag teams. I'm a big fan of those. So, you know, even if it means the break... It'll mean the breakup of Trick and Mello, but it'll also mean a push for the tag team that I never expected to like in 2024.
Yep.
Agreed. Yeah, we've got a match between four guys, and the least likable of them is Carmelo Hayes. Holy crap.
Who would have thought na nandito tayong tatlo cheering for Baron Corbin?
I'm a Baron Corbin fan. I don't understand why people hate him. Because yes, he's overpushed, but people think he sucks, but he doesn't suck.
Yeah, he doesn't suck.
He's a good athlete.
No, he doesn't suck, but I never found myself cheering for him. Yeah.
No. Yung ayoko is people saying he sucks. He doesn't suck. He's not boring. He is actually working hard in there to not be boring. It's a yung push niya is another matter. Diba? That's what I don't like about the fans.
I guess. But you know, it's nice to see Baron Corbin in this spot. Because prior to the Wolf Dogs, my favorite Baron Corbin moment was him throwing Apollo Crews out during a battle royal and saying, "Go back to Ring of Honor." When Apollo Crews is even in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
All right, next up, North American Championship. Obafemi defends against Dragon Lee.
Obafemi. What else? I mean, Dragon Lee technically is a member of the SmackDown roster, but so alam mo yan. He has to go back there and fulfill his destiny.
Plus, I think they're really rocket strapping Obafemi here. Well, we're giving him this title right away after just winning the breakout tournament. All bets on Obafemi.
Yeah, Oba Feminists unite. Let's go to the NXT Women's Championship. Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez. Is Lyra going to be extra angry? Now, she was the women's champion and yet she didn't get to be part of the Women's Rumble.
What the hell was that? It's Lyra. She's been good as champion. I think the whole Roxanne thing is a good character arc, but she doesn't need the championship right now.
I'm actually more interested in what role Tatum Paxley is gonna play here.
Yeah, good.
Kasi tinitease nila na pwedeng maging heel si Lyra, pwedeng hindi. Because, you know, Tatum's trying to draw her to the dark side. I'll be more interested if that happens. Kasi I want to see that new edge to Lyra Valkyria. I'm about to see that depth that she has in terms of her trying to sell a character. But that said, we all know that she retains here.
Yeah, I think Lyra's staying babyface naman. And I think na, you know, Tatum Paxley is gonna snap the way Mickey James once did kay Trish. I just really love how they finally found something here with Pax. Kasi diba, for a while she was a diamond mine and then that didn't work out. And then she was being a troublemaker on her own in the back. And then, yun din, medyo treading water din siya. And yet they were able to make something work with her. Na now she's getting regular TV time and it's a character that sticks. And, you know, I genuinely watch NXT looking forward to seeing what crazy thing Tatum Paxley says or does.
Yeah. I think the Tatum Paxley thing is a long game. I think they're only just in the first act of the big story. Like the Mickey James thing took a while to get going.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's snapping just yet.
Mm-mm. And you know, we also live in a world, thankfully, na it's not gonna delve into HLA territory.
Yeah.
All right, let's round things up. So, Vengeance Day with the NXT Championship, Ilya Dragunov versus Trick Williams.
Who else, Abba? It's Ilya. The story here is not Trick Williams winning a championship. It's them fighting.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Really breaking up the Trick Mellow game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same. I don't really see. In fact, I'll be very surprised na mangyayari tong match na to tapos hindi lumabas si Melo at all. Like, it'll be a very surprising outcome for me.
Hindi ba posible na, no? Mananalo si Trick and then as he's celebrating, may Chiron fake out like what KO did to Sammy in 2014.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't think that's gonna be what happens. I think the play here is for Melo to directly cost Trick the match, not waiting after for the Chiron fake out.
All right.
Yeah, kasi yung Sammy KO reunion may nostalgia siya nakasama, di ba? Like, to that point, before that point happened, we were all just looking at it with rose-colored glasses na parang, oy, they're together again. Everything is right in the world. Tapos boom, may fake out, may turn. Di ba? For this, wala siyang established sense na mabait sila pareho, di ba? There's like, they're sowing seeds of discord and ill content here as it happened. So parang I feel like medyo malabo din na gawin nila yung swerve na yun without actually, you know, costing Trick anything.
Fair, fair.
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain.
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep, that's what I said. Check out our podcast, new episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
All right, so there. Those are our predictions for NXT Vengeance Day. And if you want to get yours in, you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. Let's cross over to more stuff from WWE. We've got new commentary teams. We already saw one of them on Raw. So it's Michael Cole alongside Pat McAfee. So they've reunited, pero ngayon nasa Raw na sila. And then on SmackDown, you've got Wade Barrett joining them as the play-by-play commentator. And he'll be with Corey Graves, who's already been occupying yung color commentator spot. So, you know, the Cole-McAfee tandem, alam na natin to eh, sanay na tayo rito. So not really big news, but to have Wade Barrett try his hand at play-by-play, this to me is actually pretty intriguing.
I like it. Wade Barrett is a more measured color commentator that they had, you know, right now, yung current slate, diba? I fucking hate Corey Graves. Like, Corey Graves is good, but, you know, he followed too much in the footsteps of JBL. Talagang ginawa niyang OA, yung dramatic heel work niya, that he ends up being super grating with all his fucking shouting. Wade Barrett hasn't been that guy, diba? He's not annoying to listen to, even though he's even though he's turning up the heel shtick, diba?
Is it because he's British?
No, it's because his voice is fucking deep and he doesn't shout like that the way Graves does, diba? I think he has the authoritative voice to call the match as a play-by-play commentator. Yes, yung experience as a wrestler typically lends itself to color, but you know, you also have Gorilla Monsoon, right? who's done play by play despite being a former wrestler. So I want to see this. I think it's gonna be good.
I think if anything, I am more interested in how much of his character, his heel gimmick, bleeds into his play by play commentary. Because you know, play by play ka, dapat unbiased ka, but you're calling the match as it is. That's more the color's job. So sana meron pa rin yung character na yun, because that's what made us fall in love with Wade Barrett as a commentator. Diba? Yeah. So I am more interested to see how much of this character he still maintains as he does play-by-play.
Sobrang interesting. Yung nga, you mentioned Gorilla Monsoon, Ro. Siya lang yung maisip ko actually na dating player, or in this case, dating wrestler na naging play-by-play guy. You know, in basketball, I can't even think of anyone in the NBA who played at a professional level then became a play-by-play guy. In the Philippines, ang naisip ko lang is R2, si Chicky Reyes, who does commentary for the PBA, and si Tito Mikey. Both of them played in the UAAP. So that's, you know, kahit papano elite level pa rin. Then they went on to become play-by-play commentator. So it's very rare. And like you, I'm very interested in how their dynamic will work out. Kasi for Wade, siya mag-a-adjust. He has to pull back yung character niya, di ba? He has to pull back on telling stories about his time in the ring, and he has to focus on setting the table, telling the story, in a way being the voice of reason. Kasi yung pinaka-job ng play-by-play commentator is to be the voice of the audience's conscience. Di ba? That was Jim Ross nung lumalaki tayo. So he was always the guy castigating the heels and telling us na, oh, this guy is the guy you should be rooting for kasi ito yung virtues niya. So to see Wade Barrett taking on that role, that would be very different.
Does a ref count? Because JR was a ref.
I don't know.
Yeah, JR was a ref.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. In that.
See, Moro was actually a manager, diba? Before he became a play-by-play commentator.
Managers of wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. So he had that brief spell in the Indies in Canada. But yeah, to have an actual wrestler from the modern era become a play-by-play commentator, I'm excited for SmackDown over the weekend. I'm not going to lie. Right, yeah. Moving on to the Judgment Day. Ito na, the next chapter in their story with R-Truth. They have finally snapped and nag-sprak na sila kay R-Truth. This is the moment you've been waiting for, Ro.
Yeah, finally got somewhere. I think the week itself is a reset for the Judgment Day. I don't know kung yun yung plan. I mean, I'm sure it seemed like it was a plan for so long kasi, you know, Triple H doesn't do things week to week like Vince does. I'm glad it got here because it was really overstaying its welcome. So yung nangyari last week was the tipping point, diba? And I also enjoyed how the Judgment Day won without any shenanigans this week. So it was really a good reset for the Judgment Day. So I don't know. I'm sure the R-Truth thing was a short-term thing that they came up with, but I'm glad that they finally ended the experiment because it was getting too damaging for their brand.
Yeah, I think I heard on a podcast or read somewhere that see Damian Priest was actually the guy who wanted R-Truth to be a part of that situation there. So kung totoo man yun, glad R-Truth had his moment in the sun because it was entertaining. Pero tama din siya ko na it doesn't give the Judgment Day anything. It gives R-Truth something, but the Judgment Day not so much. But with this week, with what happened, it gives them their teeth back, diba? They become more legitimate again. So I like how they're doing that. If they're not going to break the Judgment Day back, then at least make them dominant again.
Mm-hmm.
Make Judgment Day dominant again. Yeah. Syempre, ano, it also gives them the heel heat, diba? Because people were cheering the Judgment Day. But, oh, yay, R-Truth. And then, you know, they can't help it na Mami is so popular. Some of the stuff they do is actually pretty fun. But having them attack a beloved R-Truth, great way to remind people na, yeah, you should be booing these guys.
Yep.
Let's close things out with some AEW talk. And if you've been watching yung mga main shows ng AEW, you would have noticed that the Hardys have taken a turn for the worse. So, yung pinaka-recent example is Dynamite this morning where Jeff Hardy and Jon Moxley had a match, Mox wins, and then Jeff Hardy sees Jon Moxley in front of him offering a handshake, and instead Mox gives him the up yours na hand gesture. So the Hardys have begun to act like dicks once again, and the question is, can Jeff Hardy finally become the believable heel that he has never been in his 30-year career?
Never ba? Pati sa TNA? I can't remember.
Okay, I wouldn't know about TNA, but in WWE, yeah.
I guess you're a big heel if you know if you show up to title match.
Nag-work siya sa TNA as a heel because he didn't really do a lot of the talking. It's more bad, but as part of the broken family.
That was part of the broken family though.
Diba? But not as Jeff Hardy on his own. So my point being, this works if Jeff Hardy still if the Hardys as a tag team still rely on Matt. I don't know if Jeff on his
own. They
do. Yeah. I don't know if Jeff on his own has the ability to sell us on being a heel, but we all know that Matt has that ability for himself. And I honestly, at this point in his career, I don't think Jeff needs to sell us on the fact na heel talaga siya when he has his brother right there. Diba? Kasi parang either heel, either masama pangit siyang heel or maganda siyang face eh. Diba? So it's he's more believable as the latter. So I feel like kung gusto niya pagalahin to, why break away from the TNA stereotype and let Matt do all the talking?
The good thing about the potential heel run is that I think nag-wash over na yung general adoration for Jeff Hardy. Like, you know, you still got a lot of people who were 90s, you know, attitude era babies who still like Jeff Hardy, but for the week to week wrestling audience, okay, it's Jeff Hardy. He's blown so many chances with his off-screen antics, diba? With his drug problems and shit. So it's a lot easier to buy him as a heel, I guess. I don't know, maybe Matt's also coaching the whole thing. He's not doing the broken family, he's not doing the over-the-top character. So
yeah,
maybe there's a chance. I guess Jeff just has to learn. I don't know. I think it's a nice experiment because it's him trying to do something new in his latter career, especially now that medyo measured na yung daredevil antics niya.
Yeah. You know, at the very least, it challenges him to be outside of his comfort zone. Kasi yung daredevil antics are what we've come to expect from Jeff Hardy for the better part of the last 25, 30 years, diba, that we've seen him on TV. So there you have it. Those are the topics that I'm going to include in the live stream. And if you want to be part of the conversation, hit us up, all right? You can also talk to us individually. It is at Roeswar, at Gina Supersized, at EML underscore Meister, and at Monday Night Rowan. We will catch you next week for our weekend reactions and for our Picks of the Week episode and for our patrons, kita-kita tayo sa Discord for our NXT Vengeance Party, Vengeance Day Watch Party. There you go. On behalf of Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, out. Later, weirdos.
Peace, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.